Why did you decide to make this decision now instead of waiting until you hear what the budget allocations are going to be from the state and before ITCHI would make their recommendations? Do you have any concerns that what could come out for the budget allocations could impact this in a way that would make it difficult to...
No, Eric, I'd say there are two reasons. One, so we can get started and trying to involve not just those of us in administrative responsibility, but I hope people all over the campus in finding ways to keep this place affordable for our students. And secondly, I think to underscore that it doesn't matter what the General Assembly does. This is the right thing to do, and we're going to do it. They may make the job slightly easier. They may make it slightly harder. We plan to live with whatever decision they make. We know they have a lot of competing priorities to juggle.
I think other colleges and universities right now are thinking, how are they able to do this? We've seen increases in tuition for every university in the area. How are you guys going to do this?
The same way families do, the same way some governments do, and all businesses do. We're going to adjust our spending to what we believe is the available, in this case, the fair amount of revenue. You know, I know often with good reason, but there's been a opportunity in higher education to adjust tuition to match what the place wanted to spend. And I just think we've reached the point where we ought to break that pattern. So I'm not saying this will be easy. It may make for a few differences. My prediction is it'll be easier than most people think.
Will there be program cuts, though?
We'll see.
Cuts to personnel, maybe?
Can't say. All I can say is that the heart of this place is teaching and research and the engagement that we do around the state of Indiana. And we will not only continue that, we'll continue investing in that. But anything else has to be necessary to support that mission, or we'll rethink it.
I see. I saw high school seniors taking tours on campus today with their parents. Do you think that this decision will have an impact on what parents send their kids to school this coming year?
I hope so. I did get, among many messages, a very enthusiastic one from our admissions office. They believe that this will make a difference. You know, last year Purdue attracted of the top 600 and some high school students in Indiana by SAT scores and grade point averages, Purdue attracted 45% of them. So the best students in Indiana are coming to Purdue with good reason, and we want to make sure that continues. And keeping the price affordable and predictable, I hope, is a part of that.
So tuition will go up next year, but I'm guessing the student activity fee will. Are you going to keep increasing the student activity fee in the upcoming years?
Well, the fee that had already been announced and planned on, and to some extent endorsed by students, yes, that won't be reversed. But I'll just say that you can count on this being an ongoing endeavor of Purdue to find ways to make the school, or keep the school, affordable. And so check back with us in a year or two and see where we are. Maybe we can go further. Let me say something that we don't have as much scholarship money as I wish we did. So a goal in addition to flattening tuition for everybody is to have more available for students who need extra help to come here. And so we've got our sights set higher than just this first announcement, but one step at a time.
At the conclusion of the 2 years, when the freeze is over, is there going to be a cap on how much more that the tuition can go up?
Well, my telescope's not that good. I'm just going to say that again that this is not a one-time endeavor. This will be an ongoing theme here at Purdue. We are going to stretch the value equation as far as we can. By that I mean, right now we can show that a Purdue degree, especially in certain disciplines, is really worth every penny. And we intend for that to be even more true in the future. Some schools, I think, will struggle to prove that their degrees are worth as much as they're charging. But by investing in the excellence of this great place and by controlling the best we can the cost, we think Purdue can just shine in an era of real challenge to higher ed.
Do you have a message for other colleges and universities out there? Do you want to be leading the way? Do you expect them to make some decisions?
Really not. I mean, every school will have to decide for itself. I don't make any judgment about that. I don't make any judgment about, you know, how we got to where we are, only that looking at the situation today, tuition where it is, new scrutiny of higher ed everywhere, the continuing crummy national economy where families' incomes are not going up much at all, you look at that and say, this is the right decision for our university today. And you'll hear no criticism out of me about anything anybody else does or doesn't do.
$40 million is the amount I've heard is going to be needed.
Round number, yeah.
To be cut the next year to make up for this freeze.
2 years.
So that $40 million for both years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Over 2 years.
Okay.
Round number.
Around $40 million. So around $40 million need to be cut for 13, 14, 14, 15 to pay for the 2 years of freezes?
More or less.
Okay. So far, how do you think you'll go forward in those cuts? In the past at Purdue, they've had all kinds of committees and discussions and how to cut costs.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you the way I hope to do it. We'll be able to make certain decisions here, and we'll be talking about them before too very long. That cut across the central administration, in particular, things as simple as simply freezing certain budgets instead of letting them go up the way it was assumed they would. I'll tell you what I'd like to not do is a sequester, just to use the term we're all tired of hearing now, but that's kind of been the pattern in the past. Give everybody the same X percent haircut. At the end of the day, you can do that, but that's not my preferred way. The preferred way is going to be to set out this target, about $40 million, and invite and encourage every unit to find ways to contribute to it. I really hope to set up almost the United Way mentality, because I really do believe this is something that unites this campus. Faculty and others that I've visited with, staff, no matter what their other interests, they really do want this place to be accessible to students. And over and over I've been told, well, if we knew that the money was going to that or to scholarships, that would be something we could be enthusiastic about. So that's the way we're going to try to go at it. And I'm fairly optimistic. At the end of the day, if we have to engage in some across-the-board cuts or something like it, we can always do that, but we won't start there.
Any concerns that too many cuts could impact the quality of education?
No. I just think there's an awful lot here that, as a matter of fact, I do believe we'll have a higher quality education if we're a little more thoughtful about those things we do. I mean, the idea, once again, is to work on both ends. If we're able to be more thoughtful about the necessity of things we're doing, find smarter ways sometimes to do the things that are necessary, some of that money will go for student affordability, and a lot of that money will go for investment. I mean, the budget we're going to modify and march to still contemplates, for instance, the first phase of a big investment in our engineering program. We're going to hire over 100 new engineering faculty in the next 5 years, and we're going to march right to that. So investment in high quality here is just as important.
What's your expected timeline when you talk about these cuts and whatnot, when they'd be made public?
Well, as we make decisions, and I hope that we can build a little momentum for this. So there's some things I already see that I'm pretty sure we'll do. But we want to walk around them a little bit. We thought, again, I guess we thought that we would sort of put this stake in the ground, let everybody see what the goal is. Hopefully, everyone here will rally around it. We may surprise ourselves with what we can do.
A few weeks, month, maybe?
No, I'd look for some first steps sooner than that.
How long have you been thinking about this idea? Did you get any input from, like, Teresa Livers or anyone from IU or any big time?
Well, no, not from IU. Not that we wouldn't entertain input from IU, but no. I didn't need any input from those folks. Having dinner every night with students on this campus, even before arriving, of course, we all know that this is a significant issue, and that. So I wrote about it in my opening letter. Obviously, we're all thinking about it. As I say, as I moved around the campus, whatever else people are interested in, they really do share a concern and a commitment to affordability. Been thinking about it a good while.
Would you like to see a day where incoming freshmen has tuition locked in for 4 years? Is that a possibility?
Well, Mike, it's an interesting idea, and I think it ought to be on the table. So, as I said earlier, we're never going to stop, as far as I'm concerned, thinking about this subject and looking for ways to do even better. And I think that's an intriguing idea. We'll look at all those possibilities.
You've said several times that you want to put students first,
mm-hmm.
and I think this shows that you are doing that. So why is that? Why do you always want to put students first?
That's what we're here for. I mean, we have more than one mission, but even our research mission is heavily about students and enabling them to leave here even better prepared to do great things. So I think it's often said of higher ed these days. I don't think it's true at Purdue, but I think it's said of higher ed that to some extent that focus has been lost. And again, we're going to show we're different.
On the way over here, I ran into a few faculty who I know,
mm-hmm.
asked them about this. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you were excited about it, if you just said, I'm not sure how I feel yet, but mm-hmm. let's move.
Mm-hmm.
If you did say, you know, what happens a year from now when there aren't any type of raises for faculty? In the past, it seems faculty raises have come through increase in student tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And the one person I ran into brought up, you know, is it going to be harder to bring someone in here as associate professor,
yeah.
if they see that they might not get that bump for 2 years?
Well, they've made an assumption here they shouldn't make. When I said that teaching and research will be prioritized. Teaching means faculty, so I don't assume for a moment there won't be faculty raises. And in fact, we're going to start from the other end. You know, once again, if you're teaching or you're leading research, then you're at the heart of Purdue's mission. All the rest of us, including me, are really just there to support that. And so that's where we'll start looking for ways to move resources to what matters most.
This freezes for the main campus. Any thought on what will happen with the other campuses and when you'll make decisions on that?
That's a good question. I spoke last night to all the chancellors at the other three campuses. They let them know what was coming. They should speak for themselves, but I think they were very understanding. And I wanted to make it clear to them, though, that as always, those decisions are made separately. Their tuitions are lower. They serve a very different student population. They have different situations around enrollment. So those decisions will be made separately, and we don't want to prejudge them here. And this does not, you know, in any way is not meant to, you know, pressure them to do anything but the right thing for their institution.
You said this is going to cost about $40 million over the next 2 years.
Let's don't say cost, you know. It just means we'll forego that increase in revenue.
So what does it say then about the Purdue budget that I guess you guys can afford to do that?
Well, it's going to take some action. But good question. I mean, this is we spend $2 billion a year around here, and $1 billion is what is thought of as more or less of the general fund budget. So, you know, this is, what, a couple percent maybe each year. I'm pretty sure we can do this if we set our minds to it, and while protecting or even enhancing the core mission of teaching and research.
How can you promise that this isn't really kind of a PR move? You know, you freeze the tuition, but you're cranking up things like the student activity fee and housing fees.
Yeah, we're not cranking up anything. The fees, and they are relatively modest, that were already in place are not going to be reversed. But once again, this is meant to be a first step, not a last step. And I don't think the students I talked to today think that it's just some sort of a mere gesture.